Welcome to Greener Journals. This is the audio version of an article published in Greener Journal of Agricultural Sciences, Volume 13, and Issue 3. It was published on August 23, 2023. It is copyrighted, all rights reserved. The title of the article is Effect of Cultivar on the Incidence and Severity of Yellow Vein Mosaic Disease on Okra, Abelmoscus esculentus L. Monch, in Wakari, Taraba State, Nigeria. The authors are Jakada, M.A. and Adepoju, I.O., both from the Department of Crop Production and Protection, Faculty of Agriculture and Life Sciences, Federal University Wakari, Taraba State. Abstract of the article. The management of yellow vein mosaic disease on okra, Abelmoscus esculentus, is a problem in Nigeria. Studies on the effects of cultivar on the incidence and severity of yellow vein mosaic disease on okra in Wakari local government area of Taraba State, Nigeria, was carried out in 2021 cropping season. The experiment was conducted in a screen house at Federal University Wakari Teaching and Research Farm. Fresh okra leaves infected with the okra vein mosaic disease were collected and pounded into jelly-like form using mortar and pestle, which were used to inoculate the experimented plants. The objectives of the study were to determine the effect of cultivars on the incidence and severity of vein mosaic disease on okra and to determine the yield potential of these cultivars under vein mosaic disease infestation. The experiment was laid out in complete randomized design, CRD. Data were taken on growth and yield parameter. The data collected were subjected to analysis of variance, ANOVA, and the means were separated using least significant difference, LSD, at 5% level of probability. Perkins Long and Gobig had the highest incidence of the disease, 7.44, 5.22, respectively, and Bisanthi 447 shows high level of resistance, 2.00, to the disease. Based on the finding of this research, it is recommended that farmers should adapt Bisanthi 447 cultivation in the study area because of its ability to resist the disease and give the expected yield potential. Introduction. Okra, Abelmoscus esculentus, L. Monch, was originated around Ethiopia during the 12th century and was cultivated by the ancient Egyptians. Reference, Adetuyi, 2008. Currently, the crop is grown as a popular vegetable and its cultivation has spread throughout the Middle East and North Africa. Reference, Akhtar et al., 2014. The crop is grown in many parts of the world, especially tropical and subtropical countries. Reference, Ali and Serkern, 2000. In Africa, the crop is mostly cultivated in the western part of the continent. This region accounts for 75% of okra produced in Africa. Reference, Asari et al., 2000. Okra has been found industrially and medically useful. Its mucilage is useful as an agent in some pharmaceutical industries for blood volume expander and plasma replacement. Reference, Aziz et al., 2011. Its fruits have high dietary nutritive value with up to 20% protein. Reference, Asari et al., 2000. It plays a vital role in human diet. The fruits can also be consumed fresh, boiled, fried, or cooked. Reference, Ali et al., 2005. The leaves are eaten as vegetables and also considered as a good cattle feed. Reference, Andrin et al., 2013. Despite being an important crop, its production is faced with challenges ranging from pest and diseases infestation. The major disease of okra is okra yellow vein mosaic, OYVM. It is a viral disease caused by the virus, okra yellow vein mosaic virus, reference, Appiah, et al., 2020. This disease is responsible for global yield losses in the production of the crop. Infected plants produced poor quality pods, reference, Asari et al., 2014. Yield loss due to this disease is up to 80-90% under heavy infection, particularly when infection occurred early, reference, Benchashri, 2012. In view of this, the research was conducted to evaluate the effect of cultivars on the incidence and severity of yellow vein mosaic disease on okra in Wakari, Taraba State, Nigeria. The objectives of the study were to determine the effects of cultivars on the incidence and severity of yellow vein mosaic disease on okra and to determine the yield potential of these cultivars under okra yellow vein mosaic disease infestation. Material and method. The experiment was carried out in the teaching and research farm of Federal University Wakari. Wakari is situated on latitude 7052-17.000N and longitude 9046-40.300E. It falls within the Guinea savannah of northeast Nigeria with annual rainfall of 1,058 millimeters to 1,300 millimeters and the relative humidity dropping to about 15% alongside with the annual temperature of 280 C and 300 C. Its characteristic alfasol soil is clay enriched with subsoil that has relatively high native fertility suitable for the cultivation of many crops such as yam, soybean, sorghum, maize, rice, and other fruits and vegetables, reference, Adepoju, et al., 2021. The experiment was carried out at the greenhouse of Federal University Wakari Teaching and Research Farm of Faculty of Agriculture and Life Science Wakari, Taraba State. Experimental design and treatment. The design used for this experiment was complete randomized design, CRD, with spacing of 2mx2m inter and intra row spacing. Four local cultivars and one improved cultivar of okra seed were used. Source of seed. The seeds were of four different local cultivars and one hybrid or improved cultivar. The four local cultivars were purchased from Wakari Main Market and the hybrid seed was purchased from AgroShop in Wakari Main Market. Description of seeds. Clemson Spineless is the most popular variety of okra in the market. The plants produce uniform, straight pods that are spineless, making harvest easier. It can be served fried, cooked, or pickled. This variety is very prolific and high-yielding, maturing in about 55 days. Lady's Finger. Lady's Finger seed is one of the okra that is a mouth-watering vegetable due to its green palatability to make tasty sub. It is a green vegetable with long finger-like, having a small tip at the tapering end. Its head shows a bulge, lighter green in shade, which is often removed as an edible portion. When prepared, the taste is very specific to the vegetable and generally liked by children. Bisanthi 447. This is an improved cultivar seed that produces erect plant with very good vigor and good branching tendency. It is an early hybrid with good maturity. The harvesting stage for best eating quality is when pods reach a length of 15 to 17 centimeters pods. The pod is slender and the color is dark green. Specimen or both, plants are tall, topping out at up to 7 feet with a diameter of up to 5 feet. Perkins Long Pod. This heirloom is an early variety suitable for growing in northern and southern climates. It may grow to 5 feet in height and bear straight green pods that are about 4 inches long. Go Big. This is a good pick if you're looking for a wealth of edible fruit, a striking ornamental specimen or both, plant are tall, topping out at up to 7 feet with a diameter of up to 5 feet. Planting/sowing and agronomic practices. Planting operations. 15 seeds pot was used in planting. It was filled with soil mixed with cow dung. The soil was watered and allowed for some time and 3 okra seeds per pot were sown. Weeding was done at interval. The thinning of the plant was carried down to 1 plant per stand at 2 weeks. Experiment. Process for collection and inoculation of okra vein mosaic disease. A fresh okra leaves infected with the okra vein mosaic disease were collected and pounded into jelly-like form using mortar and pistol, which were used to inoculate the experimented plant. The inoculation process was carried out by dusting on each plant at early stage of germination. Data collection. Plant height. The plant height was measured and recorded from the ground level to the plant apex starting from week 2 after sowing, 2 was, to week 4 respectively. Number of leaves. Each plant leaves were counted and recorded from week 2 to week 4 after sowing. Number of flowers. At flowering, plant flowers was also counted and recorded, starting from week 2 to week 4. Number of fruits. Each fruit on each plant were also counted at week 2 to week 4. Fruit weight per pot. The fruit were harvested and measured using a sensitive measuring scale in gram, g, and were recorded. Disease incidence and severity. The disease incidence and severity was determined and recorded using the scale below adopted by Jakarta et al., 2021. 1 equals no symptoms. 2 equals very slight symptoms. 3 equals slight symptom but still negligible. 4 equals 50% symptoms. 5 equals all plants present symptoms of chlorosis. 6 equals 25% stunted. 7 equals 50% stunted without fruits. 8 equals greater than 50% stunted with few fruits. 9 equals no fruit were observed. Data analysis. All the data collected were subjected to analysis of variance, ANOVA, appropriate to randomize complete design using statistical analysis software, SAS, version 14.00, and the means were separated using least significance difference, LSD, at 5% level of significance. Results. Effect of cultivar on plant height of okra, CM, infected with YVMD in Wakari in 2021 cropping season. Effect of cultivar of plant height of okra infected with YVMD is presented in Table 1. The result revealed that there was highly significant, p less than or equal to 0.01, difference among the cultivars at 2 was. Bisanthi 447 recorded the tallest plant with 23.5, followed by Lady's Finger with 17.65, and the least was observed in Go Big with 10.44. Similarly, at 3 was the result revealed that there was highly significant, p less than or equal to 0.01, difference. At 3 was Bisanthi 447 recorded the tallest plant, 38.12, followed by Lady's Fingers with 22.41, and the least was recorded in Perkins Long Pod with 10.50. At 4 was, similar trend was observed, the result revealed that there was highly significant, p less than or equal to 0.01, difference at 4 was. Bisanthi 447 recorded the tallest plant with 55.52, followed by Lady's Finger with 47.42, and the least was observed in Clemson Spineless with 45.12. Effect of cultivar on number of flower of okra infected with YVMD in 2021 cropping season. Effect of cultivar on number of flower of okra infected with YVMD is presented in Table 2. The result revealed that there was highly significant, p less than or equal to 0.01, difference at 3 was. Bisanthi 447 recorded the highest number of flower with 17.42, followed by Lady's Finger with 13.54, and the least were observed in Perkins Long Pod with 8.32. Similar trend was observed at 4 was. The results revealed that there was highly significant, p less than or equal to 0.01, difference at 4 was. Bisanthi 447 recorded the highest number of flower with 25.48, followed by Lady's Fingers with flowers number of 16.71, and the least was recorded in Perkins Long Pod with 10.44. Effect of cultivar on number of fruits of okra infected with YVMD in Wakari in 2021 cropping season. Effect of cultivar on number of fruits of okra infected with YVMD is presented in Table 3. The result revealed that there was highly significant, p less than or equal to 0.01, difference at 3 was. Bisanthi 447 recorded the highest number of fruit with 15.31, followed by Lady's Finger with 10.54, and the least were observed in Go Big with 8.33. At 4 was the results revealed that there was highly significant, p less than or equal to 0.01, difference among the cultivars. At 4 was Bisanthi 447 recorded the highest fruits with 18.51, followed by Lady's Fingers with 11.52, and the least was recorded in Perkins Long Pod with 10.00. Effect of cultivar on fruit weigh of okra, G, infected with YVMD in Wakari in 2021 cropping season. Effect of cultivar on fruit whey of okra infected with YVMD is presented in Table 4. The result revealed that there was highly significant, p less than or equal to 0.01, difference. Bisenti 447 recorded the highest fruit whey with 30.66, followed by Lady's Finger with 25.00, and the least fruit whey was observed in Perkins Long Pod with 10.21. Effect of cultivar on disease incidence infected with YVMD in Wakari in 2021 cropping season. The result of effect of cultivar on disease incidence infected with YVMD is presented in Table 5. The result revealed that there was highly significant, p less than or equal to 0.01, difference among the cultivar on disease incidence. The highest incidence of the disease was observed or recorded in Perkins Long Pod with 7.44, followed by Go Big, which had the disease incidence of 5.22, and the least was recorded in Bisenti 447 with 2.00. Discussion. Effect of cultivar on growth and yield parameters of okra on the incidence and severity of yellow vein mosaic disease of okra in Wakari in 2021 cropping season. The result of the experiment showed that growth parameter was affected by cultivars. Cultivar has highly significant, p less than or equal to 0.01, influence on plant height. The result revealed that taller plant was observed in Bisenti 447 consistently. This shows that Bisenti 447 has high level of resistance to yellow vein mosaic disease, YVMD, hence growing vigorously than other variety. This finding is in line with Bayan, et al., 2007, that Bisenti 447, Lady's Finger, Clemson Spineless have high level of resistance to YVMD compared to Perkins Long Pod and Go Big. The result showed that there was highly significant effect among the cultivars in yield and yield parameters. Bisenti 447 has the highest number of flower, fruit, and fruit weight. The significantly highest numbers of yield parameters indicate that Bisenti is more resistant to YVMD than Lady's Fingers, Clemson Spineless, Perkins Long Pod, and Go Big. This finding is in agreement with Biswas, et al., 2013, that Bisenti 447, Lady's Fingers, and Clemson Spineless are found to be more resistant than Perkins Long Pod and Go Big, but less resistance to Bisenti 447 on okra vein mosaic disease of okra. Effect of cultivars on disease incidence of okra infested with vein mosaic disease of okra on okra in Wakari in 2021 cropping season. The results obtained showed that cultivars had highly significant effect on the disease incidence of YVMD. Perkins Long Pod had the highest incidence of the disease followed by Go Big, and the least incidence was noted in Bisenti 447. The highest incidence recorded in Perkins Long Pod and Go Big may be due to their inability to resist the disease, while Bisenti 447 emerged with less incidence because it was not susceptible to the YVMD. This research is in line with the findings of Asari et al., 2014, that Perkins Long Pod, Go Big are susceptible to YVMD, while Bisenti 447 is highly resistant to YVMD. Conclusion. From the research conducted, it shows that the effect of cultivars on the incidence and severity of vein mosaic disease on okra is high in local cultivar than an improved cultivar, which shows that farmers should go for the improved cultivar more than local cultivar, and the yield potential of improved cultivars under vein mosaic disease infestation is high when compared to local cultivar. Acknowledgements. The authors acknowledge the management of Department of Crop Production and Protection, Federal University Wakari, for providing their teaching and research farms as well as laboratories for the conduction of this research. This is the end of this audio. Please read the full article to learn more. You are welcome to submit your work for publication in the current issue of this journal and also to benefit from our ongoing fee waiver. Visit www.gjournals.org for more information. Thank you for listening.